It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Morton, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
Stewed fruit and pirate loot.
Okay, guys, let's get this boat out on the water so we can cross to the other side of the lake.
Remind me why I'm doing this again.
Because we're going to help Marnie Beaver make some pies for a special dinner she's hosting. I'm bringing all these pots and pans so we can help her today.
The dinner where they're giving food to animals who don't have very much?
That's right, Rosie. And since Marnie lives on the other side of the lake, we have to take the boat to get there. So, who wants to help me push the boat out onto the water?
How are we all gonna fit? That's a pretty teeny looking boat.
It's not that small. Will you guys help me already?
Well, I gotta say, it is very enjoyable being out on the open waters.
Yeah, that's probably because you're not the one paddling.
How much farther is it until we reach Marnie's lodge?
I think we're about halfway there.
Oh, I sure hope we aren't attacked by pirates.
Pirates? Are you kidding? There's no pirates out here.
So, pirates don't sail around in a wooden ship and fly a flag with a skull and crossbones on it?
That sounds like a pirate ship, but why is that on your mind?
It just looks really similar to the boat right there.
What?
Yeah, the one that came out from behind those trees. It's like half the size of a real ship.
Where?
Right there.
Uh-oh.
Ahoy there. What are ye doing in our waters?
Well, ahoy to you too.
At least he's a polite pirate.
Don't count on it. Looks like he's a rat. I think they're all rats.
That doesn't make them bad, Matilda.
Rosie's right, but I have heard about a group of rats that were causing some problems around here. I didn't realize it was this kind of trouble.
Avast ye landlubbers! This here's the territory of the dreaded Captain Ratsberry and my band of pernicious pirates.
Yeah, that's us.
Yes. Thank you, Boris. I think they figured that out. Ye heard correctly.
I don't get it. Why are you called pirates?
Yar, I'm glad ye asked. Hit it, boys. We're pirates, pirates,
that's who we be. We search for treasured pies as we go sailing merrily.
And if you're hiding any pies, from chocolate silk to blueberry, we'll take all that you've got and leave you stranded out at sea. Yar,
we'll take all that you've got and leave you stranded out at sea.
Does that answer your question?
Kind of?
They're rats who are pirates.
And they love stealing pies.
Oh, I get it now. Thanks.
Glad that's all cleared up. Now, on to business. What might those utensils be?
What utensils?
Don't play coy with me, me lady. I'm talking about those utensils that you've got in a box right in front of you. They look suspiciously like utensils that one might use to make pies. And where there are pie-making utensils, there will surely be pies to follow.
And we like pie, don't we, Captain?
Yes, Boris. We do indeed like pie. We like it a lot, actually. So much, in fact, that we'd be willing to kidnap you all and force you to bring us to wherever the pies are.
We wouldn't tell you a thing.
Yeah, not about the pies, or where we're going to make them, or the fact that there's already a bunch of them made or anything.
Stop talking.
Whoops, I might have said a little bit too much.
You think?
Drop the gangplank and bring them all aboard our ship. We'll force them to talk.
Oh, boy. Mommy!
Oh, dear! What should we do?
I know what I'm gonna do. And if one of those little varmints touches me, they'll find out exactly how much punishment old Matilda can dish out.
That'd be a bad idea, m'lady. Not only are there a lot more of us, but we're armed, too.
They're pirates and they have arms?
Swords.
Nope. Even better, we got sporks. They're great for eating pie. They're not very sharp, though.
Quite, Boris. They are indeed used to eat pie, but I'm sure that they could cut other things if necessary.
They look a little sharp, so let's do what he says and get on their boat. I don't want anybody getting hurt. Plus, I think I might be able to persuade the pirates to leave us alone.
Bring them over to the middle of the ship and surround them. They'll tell us where those pies are one way or another. for the last time, where are my prize pies?
We're not telling you where any pies are. However, I think I might have some information that can help you.
If it's information that doesn't involve pies, then I doubt it will help us.
It's a story.
A story about pies? We love a good pie story.
Hooray!
Well, I could make it about pies.
I don't know.
Oh, please, Captain! I want to hear the story! Please, please, please!
Fine. If it'll stop your blasted belly aching.
Yay!
Excellent. Okay, in the book of Luke, we can find this story that Jesus told. It's about a farmer.
That's me.
Who had a lot of grain.
I got a lot of grain.
Hold it!
What's wrong?
I thought you said this story was about pie.
I never said that. I said I could make it about pies.
In what way would that be? I haven't heard anything about pie yet.
All right, I'll tweak the story a little bit. So there was once...
And add some piratey things too.
Fine. The farmer, who was also a pirate, had a lot of pies.
Shiver me timbers. Look at me booty of pies.
Yar! Much better!
Glad to hear it. Okay, the farmer had so many pies that he didn't have anywhere to put them all.
Blimey, mutinied by me own loot.
So he decided to tear down his old barns and build bigger structures to store the pies in.
This beats swabbing the deck.
Soon though, the farmer got even more pies and decided to build even more buildings. At last, the farmer was finished, and he decided that he was going to eat, drink, and be merry. But just as the farmer finished, God came and said,
"You're being a fool. If you die tonight, who will get everything you've worked for?"
I hadn't thought about that.
The farmer had spent all that time collecting grain, pies, and making more buildings to store them in, and had neglected the things he should be focusing on. There is one final line in the story that says a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God.
So you're saying we shouldn't be sailing around looking for pies?
Exactly.
But making buildings where we can put more pies in?
What? No!
That sounds right to me.
That was the exact opposite of what you were supposed to learn from the story. I was trying to point out that focusing on nothing but earthly objects like pie is a path to an unfulfilled life. We need to be putting our time and effort into things that matter, like friends, family, and most importantly, our relationship with God.
Yar! Who wants to be fulfilled when you can be filled with the sweet goodness of strawberry rhubarb or lemon meringue? Am I right, mateys? I thought so. Now, you've still not answered me question. Where are the pies?
I've just about had it with this nonsense.
Matilda, wait!
I'm done listening to Captain Shorty Pants. These pirates are going to get a piece of my mind.
Yar! I admire your courage, lassie. But what are you going to do? We have our sporks and ye've got nothing.
That's where you're wrong, boy. I'm a porcupine. I've always got swords with me.
Aren't those things called quills?
Yeah, but that wouldn't sound as good. Just take one.
Okay.
Ouch! Watch it!
Arr, so you think you can clash blades with the finest bunch of buccaneers and these here waters? We'll see how your skills match up against the pernicious pirates. Get him! I must say, you're much more skilled than I expected, but you'll never be able to match me swashbuckling abilities.
Boy, you talk too much. I'm just getting warmed up. Wait until I pull out my wrestling moves.
I can't wait.
Frank, why aren't you your quill sword!
I can't be bothered. Ow.
But you're getting popped constantly! You can at least defend yourself!
Ow. But if I defend myself, that will, ow, require me to move my, ow, arms.
So?
So that just sounds, ow, pretty tiring.
If you say so, but at least you're getting hurt less than Morton!
Excuse me! Can someone help me? I don't know how to hold this thing! I keep poking myself. Ouch! There it goes again!
Morton, help me figure out how we can put an end to all this fighting.
How? Captain Raspberry doesn't seem like he's gonna change his mind.
Do you think he was listening to my story at all? I was really hoping that the lesson would sink in.
What story? Well, whatever it was, I don't think I can help with the captain. I'm still trying to figure out how to hold this thing.
How are we gonna get out of this?
Ouch!
Mac, will you please clean up after yourself? You have mud all over your paws, and you're tracking it everywhere through the lodge. I must have married the world's messiest beaver.
Sorry, Monty. You married the messiest beaver in the world, and I married the prettiest.
Don't try to compliment your way out of this one, bucko.
I thought that would work. All right, where's the mud? I'll clean it up. How long until everyone gets here, anyway?
Maybe I'll check the window to see if their boat ran into any trouble. Oh, Mac!
What? I'm cleaning!
No, look! Our friends ran into those pesky sailor rats. What do they call themselves again?
The petulant pie eaters or something like that.
Pie rats. I bet they stopped our friends because they were bringing pie utensils over here. I gotta go help them.
What? What are you gonna do?
I know exactly what to do.
Ye fought valiantly. I'll give ye that, but we have ye cornered now. Put down your weapons and tell us where to find the treasure, or you won't be telling anybody anything again.
He can take away our ability to talk?
In a way.
Captain Ratsbury, we've told you over and over that we're not telling you anything. Can't you see that this obsession of yours is taking over your lives? Don't you think it'd be better to focus on something important and fulfilling that God can bring to your life?
No, quiet, Ranger. I've had enough. If you don't give us what we want right now, we... Does anyone else hear that?
It sounds like someone eating!
Wood?
Hey! My feet are getting wet!
Yarr! Me ship!
I can feel it starting to sink!
All hands on deck! Hurry, you bilge rats! We need to save me ship!
Guys, this is our chance! I think we might be able to jump back to our boat before the ship completely sinks!
It'll be a long jump, but I think we can do it!
You guys ready? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three! Huh? We made it. Good jump, guys.
What a day! I didn't know we had pirates and cottonwood trails.
Yeah, me neither. By the looks of their ship, I don't think we'll have to worry about them for a while, but I'm sure they'll be okay. Rats are skilled swimmers, so they'll probably swim to shore when they realize their ship is a goner.
Yeah, look at the hole in the side of it. What in the world happened?
I can answer that.
Marnie, is that you in the water? Did you make that hole?
Yeah! I saw that you guys needed some help, and as a beaver, I figured I had the perfect way to do it.
So you hit the boat with a sledgehammer?
No, Morton. I chewed it. The ship is made of wood, and we beavers love chewing wood.
Oh, yeah! How could I forget?
Now that those pie rats aren't a problem anymore, do you think you'd still be willing to help me with my pies?
Of course.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, apparently.
I got all the utensils right here, ready to go.
Great. Then meet me at my lodge.
Aye, aye. You heard her, you scallywags. Course the mainstay and scrub the deck. Full speed ahead. Army mateys.
What was that all about?
I just wanted to try it out. It sounded like fun.
Maybe just go back to your normal way of speaking.
Oh, rats.
Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Karen Reimer, Joanna Braun, Eric Borman, Patty Evans, Benjamin Rempel, Eli Melsness, Emily Weeb, Brian Reimer, and Robert Weeb.